Here's a question for you. What do comedian Dan Aykroyd, football player Baker Mayfield, and musician and actor Miley Cyrus all have in common? Aside from being famous, each of these well-known figures has publicly admitted to believing in or having had encounters with UFOs. Today we'll be profiling another celebrity who not only believes in extraterrestrial life, but has devoted their career to the pursuit of that fact. Join us tonight as we discuss the musical and paranormal pursuits of Tom DeLonge. That's today on Hey Strangeness.
Are you a firm believer in extraterrestrial life? Do you want to experience your own close encounter? Are you tired of people like Whitley Strieber and Barney and Betty Hill lording their abduction experiences over you like they're so much better than everyone else? Then try Abduction Buddy. It's easy. First, download the app on your mobile device. Create a profile, then customize your profile with your abduction preferences. You can select your alien race of choice, be they Greys, Reptilians, Insectoids, or even Scandinavians. In fact, you'll have a full tool set of customizable options, including probing, being levitated out an open window, having your memory erased, being harassed by the Men in Black, and suffering inexplicable injuries and exposures to radiation. And, with full social media integration, you never have to worry about anyone questioning your abduction story. Abduction Buddy will automatically tweet, post, stream, and email all of your friends, family, and local media outlets all the details of your abduction experience. The app even features a map that you can use to track your interstellar craft while it's en route to whisk you away. Abduction Buddy.
Warning, no one should use Abduction Buddy. Abduction Buddy is not responsible for loss of life, disappearance, bodily harm, or madness resulting from the use of Abduction Buddy. Thank you for tuning into Hey Strangeness. My name is Aaron.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is episode 15 or 16?
I have no idea, but to be honest with you, I think I've only listened to like five of them.
You've listened to five?
Yes.
I didn't think you'd even listen to that many.
Yes, I think.
Okay. Today, Sarah, today, are you as enthusiastic for this topic as I am? Because I'm very enthusiastic about this.
I mean, I guess I am. I don't think I'm excited for the exact same reasons as you.
Okay.
But yes, I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah. What reasons, for what reasons are you excited? For what reasons, my lady, doth your enthusiasm spark?
I think I'm more excited to talk about music.
Okay.
And I guess like to talk about how much I enjoy seeing your passion for this topic. This is a really good one. I'm excited for that.
You're so nice to me. You're cute.
Although I do appreciate why I already know why you're so excited. So I just...
Why we are excited.
Why we're excited.
Not that I speak for you, but I'm just saying, like, I know that both of us are excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm more excited about, like, again, seeing the passion and the... For you to kind of get this out. I'm excited.
Yeah, I really need to get it out of my system.
No.
My coworkers will tell you I need to get this out of my system.
I mentioned it at work, and it was really funny because one of the kids who's kind of into... you know, older emo music has, like, when I mentioned we're doing an episode on Tom DeLonge, he was kind of like, what?
What?
It's like, me too. Come
Why?
On.
Yeah. So Aliens. Here's the thing. If a person is into older emo music and into the paranormal, and if a light bulb does not immediately go off over their head when you hear Tom DeLonge.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it
we
does.
Need to help with that.
He was kind of confused for a second. He was like, well, why Tom DeLonge? You know, what? Mm-hmm. Blink-182. And I was kind of like, had a big part in all those UFO videos that
yes.
were released. And, like, it was kind of cool that I got to, like, explain to someone who was into his music, like, this is something that's also attached to him that he's trying to.
Praise the Maker for Tom DeLonge, for he hath delivered us from the darkness of ignorance. And in his glorious light, we shall find knowledge. Yes, we're talking about Tom DeLonge of Blink 182 and Angels and Airwaves and the To the Stars Academy, which we will talk about more as we go. But let's talk about Mr. DeLonge's background. Let's pick into that a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1975. grew up in the suburbs in California. He was a surfer and a skateboarder. And I actually, I'm going to look this picture up so I can show it to you. Look at him pulling off this sick vert. Look at this.
Cool.
So he wasn't like a guy with a skateboard. He was a skateboarder. Like, I can't do that.
I can't do that. I mean, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, he was, you've seen Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
That's Southern California skateboarding style.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, that's Tom DeLonge is a legit-ass skateboarder and surfer before he even became a musician. So I think that's pretty cool. He formed the band Blink-182, which, if you don't know who Blink-182 is, I don't know what the f*** you're doing listening to us. Like, we are products of the 90s. Go listen to Blink-182 and then come back. Very successful in Blink-182, won awards, you know, did a bunch of cool stuff. Formed the side project Boxcar Racer, which only lasted for about a year. But I remember Boxcar Racer.
I do too.
What songs did they have?
I'm gonna look. I don't remember. I think I have one of them.
Boxcar Racer. You probably do. There is I Feel So, Letters to God, and I, Cat Like Thief. Okay, well, this is copyrighted music.
Yeah, you have to
so,
take that out.
Yeah, I'll probably have to distort it or
slow it down
or something.
I should have learned how to play something. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, Tom DeLonge, highly successful musical personality. Made tons of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Was at the forefront of the MTV media entity, as it was, when you and I were teenagers.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Like, there was not a year.
I was probably a little too young. I was like 12, 13. No, I mean, their first album came out when I was 9, Blink-182.
Okay.
And then,
yeah.
Like I said, I remember them in American Pie, and American Pie came out in like, what, 2001? Yeah.
Well, so you,
like,
also, you also watched like a shit ton of movies that were totally not appropriate for your age bracket. In the 90s.
Yeah. Yes. So I probably watched it at a too young age. But yeah, they were. That was a good band. They were in American Pie.
Yeah. So Tom DeLonge, Blink-182, has been a part of your cultural education for...
I wouldn't say cultural, but like I knew of
no,
them.
Yes!
I was like 9 years old. Yes, 10.
Modern folklore. Modern... the things that the people listen to and know about. What I'm saying is they've been in your orbit. They've been in your brain for a long time.
What?
Right? Just get a little metaphysical. Just get a little abstract with me here. You've had Blink-182 in your mind at some capacity for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. Same with me.
How old were you? Do you remember? I was probably like 12, 11, 12 when I first heard, like, started, like, liking their songs. And, like...
Yeah, I was younger.
Okay.
Because I'm a wee bit older than you. Just a wee bit older than you, Milas. I was recording mixtapes off of the radio using cassette tapes. Using cassette tapes. And if you don't know what a cassette tape is, this is terrible marketing. Put me on pause. Go to Wikipedia. Look that shit up. Find out and then come back, because I realized I was looking through our follower list the other day. There's a fair chance that a lot of the folks listening to us do not know what a cassette tape is, or at least have never used one.
Cassettes, man.
Right? Doesn't that blow your mind?
I know.
Holy Christ! What hath God wrought? I never thought I would live to be this old, honestly.
Oh my God!
But anyway, what's my age again? Was the first Blink-182 song I ever heard. And I remember hearing it on 107.1.fm, which was kind of the big pop, punk, alternative music station in Brevard County when I was coming of age. And I think it still is. At least it was last time I lived there, 12 years ago. 13 years ago. Because we've been together for 13 years.
Stop
what? People need to know about that. We've been together for a long time.
Wow.
Be sure to follow our other channel, which is a relationship advice channel. We'll teach you how to have a good marriage.
No. No.
It's
no.
It's called no. @strangemarriages.
No. Ew. No.
No, not really. There is no right way to be married. I just found the girl of my dreams at a very young age. Got very lucky. Shut up. Don't tell me not to be happy.
Stop.
No, you stop. You have a pretty face. Okay, so yeah, Tom DeLonge left Blink 182 in 2015, but continues to produce music. Oh no, wait, I have to go back.
We were talking about Boxcar Racer, and we didn't even get to Angels and Weird.
So I skipped ahead. Okay, yeah. So formed the side project Boxcar Racer, which only lasted about a year, and then later formed Angels and Airwaves. Began in 2005.
So I'm going to be honest. I listened to Plus 44, which was Mark Hoppus's like side project thing, really heavily, and I did not listen to Angels and Airwaves that much when he first started releasing music.
Can we have a brief aside about Mark Hoppus real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, Mark Hoppus recently had a cancer diagnosis.
Yes.
Very serious. So our thoughts, our hearts go out to Mark and his family, his friends. I just feel if we're going to talk about Blink 182,
yeah,
we should mention that.
That's true, I guess.
You know, yeah. Best of all of our will to Mark Hoppus and his family and his friends. He's fighting a pretty serious battle. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that. I wanted to put it in there somewhere.
Gotcha.
But yes, Angels and Airwaves was formed in 2005.
Wow.
Right?
Well, I was 15.
I was a wee boy. I was a wee boy when Tom DeLonge formed the Angels and the Airwaves. I'm probably going to lean into this Irish accent.
No, do it again tonight. So you can get a clear one. I think I was laughing in the beginning of it. Hold on.
I was a wee boy when Tom DeLonge formed the Angels and the Airwaves.
Beautiful. Look, we heard that trill. Yeah. That trill was beautiful. Okay,
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
No, keep going.
But like, DeLonge is a French name. We'll get into that pretty soon. So.
No, wait. Pronounce it now in the French accent.
DeLonge? DeLonge? No, I saved it.
Wait, you should have asked for Ginny. You should have asked for Ginny. Hey, how do I pronounce this name in French?
I can probably get her on the phone right now and find that out.
Do it. Do it.
It's only 7:30. It's very early.
Yeah, that's early. Do it.
Okay. Wow, this is so weird. She's probably not going to answer the FaceTime, but if I call her right after, I think she'll answer.
She's probably going to be like, what the f***,
you guys? It's 7:30. I have kids.
Hello?
Virginie!
Hi!
Okay, so I'll just be total. We're recording a podcast right now. It's not live. No one can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the three of us. You know who Tom DeLonge is from Blink 182, the lead singer? Okay. Well, his last name is DeLonge. DeLonge. Okay. It's a French name, like first century French. How would you pronounce that? DeLonge, DeLonge.
DeLonge?
DeLonge?
DeLonge, I think.
Like, do the G and the E kind of drop off at the end? DeLonge?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Just, like, silent.
So if his name is Tom, it's Tom DeLonge? Okay. Okay.
I guess just wing it.
Okay. Well, because you're a native French speaker, and we were like Googling it, and we were looking up videos on YouTube, and we were like, Sarah was like, why don't you just call Virginie? I was like, holy shit, it's only 7:30. Yeah, I'm going to call Virginie.
Yeah, I would say like that.
So Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Tell Jake
bye.
I said hi. We'll see you later. Bye.
You did it. You called a French, someone who speaks French. That's so cool.
We did. So we called a native French speaker and asked her, hey, how would you pronounce this? DeLonge.
DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge.
That's so cool.
All honor to Tom DeLonge. Wow, I don't even remember where we were.
We just mentioned Angels and Airwaves.
Yes. So Tom formed Angels and Airwaves in 2005, which yes. overlapped with his involvement in Blink 182 mm-hmm. In some fashion for about 10 years. He left Blink for a little bit.
Then came back.
Came back.
And then
yeah.
left again.
Then left again, yes. Yeah. And the reason he left is the reason we're here tonight. Yes. So yeah, Angels and Airwaves is still producing music to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Their most recent album.
I actually
think
they're going on tour soon.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
Are they coming here?
I have no idea about that, but I'm pretty sure.
Are they coming anywhere near Austin, Texas? Because I would really like to go.
Okay.
You can Google that, and I'll be excited for it. I'm a really big fan of their newest stuff. In fact, their newest album, which was released in 2021, is called Life Forms.
Okay, cool.
Life Forms. That'll be significant as we go. But I'm a really big fan of their recent stuff. Paper Thin, which was co-produced with Illenium. Euphoria, Losing My Mind. Fire in a Nameless Town. All incredible songs. All on Life Forms. Except Paper Thin.
Well, I mean, he was also talking about aliens on Aliens Exist on one of her, the Blink 182.
Yes!
I mean, like, he's just mentioned it. Okay, that was mentioned? Oh, yes. Perfect.
Are you
I'm
looking
sorry.
At the notes? Or
no,
you just
I really wasn't. I really wasn't. I was Googling their tour. I legit was just like, hey.
You're just that intuitive. That was the next note.
I mean, I read the next note. I read over the notes, but I just, I didn't know that's where you were going. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so glad you brought it up.
I just...
Monsieur DeLong's love of the paranormal has been in front of us the entire time. In the seminal album, Enema of the State, which was released in 1999.
Exactly.
That album is more than 20 years old. Oh my God.
I was 9 years old and my brother used to play it just constantly and I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
It's one of the best albums there is. I think what's my age again on that one?
Yes, I think. Yes.
I'm going to look it up
now
just so I can be
yes.
sure.
Yes. And that's Adam's song, All the Small Things.
Small Things.
Dumpweed. Like, it's just such a good album.
Yeah, What's My Age Again is on Enema of the State. What's My Age Again, and I'll put money on this, I'll fight you for it, I'll die on this hill, is the best Blink 182 song. It perfectly personifies the confusion of becoming a teenager and then trying to become an adult. And I'm going to straight up tell you, 20 some odd years after the first time I heard it, I still relate to it.
That's cool.
Still relate to
That's awesome.
And it's probably because I live in 2022 and the world's on fire. And anyway, but no, just like brilliant lyricist, brilliant music, brilliantly constructed stuff. We're talking about like, you know, Nirvana, but they're still alive. And
no, they're not coming here. They're doing Europe. I knew they were going on tour, though. I remember seeing them.
So they're not coming to Texas?
No, it's Europe, UK.
I'll drive to Dallas to see Tom DeLonge.
No.
And you guys know how I feel about Dallas if you've listened to some of the early episodes of this show. But yes, the seminal album Enema of the State, released in 1999, contains the track aptly titled Aliens Exist. And most recently, on the aforementioned album Life Forms, the track Losing My Mind contains the following verse.
Sing it to me.
Stop now. What is this bullshit? I said we're not alone, and the government knows it. There's idiots abound, and they're all f***ing racist. I'll put us back at ease, because we need more complacence. We're all gonna die. Okay. Let's cross the line. I love this song. Sorry. I really like this song. I was just gonna read the part about I said we're not alone, but the whole verse is such good wordplay. Like... such good wordplay. Stop now. What is this bullshit? There's idiots abound. They're all fucking racist. We need more complacence. We're all gonna die. Like, you can break out any parts of this verse and it's still goddamn lyrical genius.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy is a writer, okay? I'm not good at many things, but I'm pretty decent at writing. And mm-hmm. this is just...
I would agree.
So good. Okay. So let's talk about his departure from the musical industry, because he's still a part of it. Angels and Airwaves is still active, as mm-hmm. we talked about. But the reason we're here tonight is...
UFOs.
UFOs. UAPs. Specifically, the To the Stars Academy.
Now tell me more about that, because I didn't know as much about that as... like, all the information you gave me was new.
Yeah, like, everything I've said so far, like, you already knew that.
Most
people we're talking to probably already knew that. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Especially if they're in our age bracket. If you don't, go listen to Blink 182. Hit pause, go listen to Blink 182, leave a 5-star rating and subscribe. And then go listen to Blink 182 and come back here, because if you haven't listened to Blink 182...
you're missing out.
You're missing out, bro, and you're also going to miss some context here. In 2014, the year of our Lord, DeLong founded the To the Stars Academy, which is exactly what I want it to be, maybe what you want it to be. It is an arts and media organization, which also does in the background, and with the majority of their profits, work on getting information about UFOs / UAPs out there to the public. That is their mission. That is what they do. Their current advisory board consists of doctors, scientists, former CIA operatives, business people, professors, AI experts, and more. Aerospace people, computer people, business people, like just this entire array of knowledgeable, multi-skilled individuals. We will talk a little bit more about TTS, To the Stars, and what they've accomplished in a little while, but we're going to take a quick side road. Hey, Strangeness Trivia. How did this thing start? What was it when it first started?
What we're doing?
No, Hey, Strangeness. What was Hey, Strangeness at the very beginning?
I'm confused.
A book blog.
Oh, yes. Yes. Your Instagram was a book Insta.
We were a bookstagram. Yeah.
That was all you. I will say. That was really
you were there. You sat next to me.
I like helped you look over posts. Like, that's all I did.
Is this filter good?
No. Yeah. No.
No, sweetheart. That's a bad filter. Tom is a writer. He's a prolific writer. He has authored and or co-authored several books over the last few years, from 2015 to 2020, having his name as a credited author on at least two publications per year since 2015. I wasn't able to find anything credited from 2021, but I
know he's got a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, he's got some stuff in the works. Mm-hmm. He's got a documentary in the works, actually.
So exciting.
Monsters of California. We can just side dip on that again. Yeah, Monsters of California is coming out soon. And that is from the To the Stars Academy. Awesome. I don't know exactly what it's about. I am assuming it's cryptids and legends from California.
Cool.
Which is where Mr. DeLong is from. So I'm very excited about that. Yeah. But Tom has written or co-written several books, including graphic novels, junior fiction, and nonfiction, including my favorite subgenre. I have an entire bookcase devoted to it, UFO/paranormal nonfiction. He has written and or co-authored multiple volumes over the last few years, as I mentioned a moment ago. Books are published under an imprint of Simon & Schuster, one of the big guys.
Cool.
They're one of the main book publishers out there. Yeah. Like one of the big guys. And the primary literary vehicle through which he puts his information and his ideas out there is Secret Machines. And that's Secret with a K. S-E-K-R-E-T. And this is a project I've become really interested in and really kind of enamored of in the last few months. It is a combination print/video/social media project. Which they plainly state on their website under the description of this project, has been put in place to raise awareness about what they refer to as the phenomenon.
Okay.
For a new generation. Spoiler, the phenomenon is UFOs, UAPs. The Secret Machines books consist of a fictional novel, which I've yet to purchase. I should have purchased that one first. That was the first one that came out.
Gotcha.
And then also a two-part research or nonfiction series, which again, favorite genre. Paranormal, spooky nonfiction. Bring all of it to me. I will probably buy it. I'm reading the first volume of the nonfiction series currently. We'll get into that pretty soon. But as soon as I started doing notes on this episode, I was like, oh my God, he has books. There are books. And I started buying them.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm barely past the first chapter. Perhaps we shouldn't have recorded this episode until I finish the book or all the books. But I feel like Mr. DeLong warrants at least an episode, maybe 2 to 3. So I'm going to finish the Secret Machines books. There will be more information, more to talk about. But I think it's just a really interesting thing to mention. I'm not aware of any other figures in the paranormal community that have released fiction and nonfiction, both towards a singular purpose. We could argue that maybe Whitley Strieber, because he was a sci-fi author before he wrote Communion. I'm not entirely sure I believe his story. I don't believe in Travis Walton. Travis Walton's a liar. Anyway, so
what?
Fun little thing about this, about Secret Machines. There was a story making the rounds last year about NASA hiring a group of theologians to study humanity's reaction to the knowledge of the existence of aliens. I got really excited about this at the time. A lot of our friends in the Fortean community were posting about it. And then again, when I was reading Secret Machines, I noted a segment in the prologue. Thus, this project is designed to inspire nothing less than a cultural revolution in human consciousness. Once it has been accepted that alien contact is real, has occurred, and is occurring, then an overhaul of our religious, cultural, political, scientific, and military preconceptions is not only required, but is inevitable. Thought leaders in each of these fields are urged to re-examine what they already know and to reframe their knowledge in light of alien contact. To do otherwise is to whistle in the dark.
God.
That last line, one more time. To do otherwise is to whistle in the dark.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So beautiful.
So cool.
So cool. And this book, this is from God's Man in War, an official Secret Machines investigation of the UFO phenomenon by Tom DeLong with Peter LaVenda. Forward by Jacques Vallée. Forward by Jacques Vallée. I'll say that one more time. Forward by Jacques Vallée. If you don't know who Jacques Vallée is and you haven't listened to Blink-182, I don't know what the f*** you're doing here. Go Google Jacques Vallée. Go Google Blink-182 on your Spotify or your Apple Music, whatever you...
How do you Google on... Okay.
What?
How do you Google on Spotify?
You'll know. You just... One of those. You can Google or you can Spotify. You can Google Spotify and then the thing you're looking for and it'll link you to the web player.
I didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah, I'm not that far out of touch. Not,
I am, apparently.
I'm not totally out of touch.
I didn't know you could do that.
We're very old, you guys. Look up Jacques Vallée. That is a person you should know about if you're listening to this show. And go listen to Blink-182. Because again, if we've reached this point in the show and you have not hit pause and gone to listen to Blink-182, I respect you and I love you and I'm grateful that you're here. But get your shit together. Get your shit together. Get your shit. Get it together. Take it to the shit store. Sell it.
Wow.
All right. So yeah, there was a story making the rounds last year about NASA hiring a group of theologians to study humanity's reaction to aliens. This was the first thing I thought of when I read this excerpt from Secret Machines, which is a part of the prologue, by the way. I'm not even into chapter one. That's in the prologue. So I did some digging on this because headlines, sensationalization, it's everywhere, right?
Yes.
Everybody wants a story.
Yes.
I've been talking for a long time. Do you have any thoughts, any takes?
You're teaching me. You're educating me.
I like teaching.
I mean, I've read these notes before, but yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, though, like, when I get feedback on the show, people really like hearing from you. So, like, if you have a...
That's weird.
No, they like to hear what you have to say.
I say the same thing over and over. Cool and awesome. Yeah.
Well, okay. So how do you feel so far about Monsieur DeLong?
He's f***ing awesome. He always has been.
Yeah.
He was he's probably the inspiration for why I wanted the snake bite lip ring for a while. I just chickened out.
Are you going to get it?
No.
It'd be hot.
My mom signed off to get it when I was like 15.
Oh, that's right. And then you chickened out, right?
And then I chickened out and they called me. What did they tell me? Oh my God. The piercer told me that I was, he told me straight up that I was, you know, you're pussying out. And I said, I am. I said, I am. Not a lot of mothers sign for their 15-year-olds to get piercings. And I was like,
oh, no, the microphone fell down. Well, okay. But yeah, so Tom DeLong contributed to that.
Yes, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
I love that.
I'd heard that story about you bitching out on a piercing, but I didn't know Monsieur DeLong had anything to do with it.
Well, yeah, he just made the little snake bite look really cool, and I just wanted to be pop punk like his band.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Punkin', shut up. We're talking about Monsieur DeLong. Marquis de Lyon. Okay. So I did some research on this, the whole, you know.
Obviously.
Yeah, because like, okay, you can't just say that. Oh, NASA hired theologians. That's what people were saying. Apparently the Joe Rogan podcast was the one that kind of blew this up initially.
Gross.
I'm not here to fling mud.
Nope, I don't want to talk about it.
But get gross. Your news from elsewhere.
I don't want to talk about it.
Gross. So here's what actually happened, and this is from PolitiFact, the website PolitiFact. NASA did not exactly hire a group of theologians to study this phenomena, or this hypothetical phenomena. NASA awarded a grant in 2015. By the way, this story blew up last year in 2021. In 2015.
I was gonna say, I remember like hearing like a whisper, feel like, of what was going on, but not,
yeah.
It was never out in the front that Tom DeLong had anything to do with
this. No. Oh, Tom DeLong has nothing to do with this particular item.
Oh.
This is corroboration. Yeah. In 2015, NASA awarded a grant to a nonprofit theological institute to study astrobiology, which is research into the origins of life on Earth, specifically is what they were looking at, and the search for life beyond Earth, which included societal and theological implications if human beings at large became aware or were told, hey, extraterrestrial life exists. It was a part of this study in 2015, not last year. Those who worked on the project, who were hired by the Research Foundation, not NASA, because NASA just handed over the grant, included visiting scholars in theology, the humanities, and social scientists. They were not hired or employed by NASA. They were hired with NASA money. I think that's an important distinction.
Okay.
But there are people looking into this, funded by NASA and working for NASA, and they have ties to the people doing the research. They also have had people, specifically as a part of NASA, looking into this. From the same PolitiFact article, this is a quote. A NASA spokesperson told the Associated Press that NASA has sought to address similar topics, including the, quote, potential societal impact of finding life beyond Earth, quote, since 1998. So while the headline is a little misleading, it's obviously sensationalized, it's clickbait.
Obviously.
Yeah. The implication behind it is still intact. It's still valid. Experts in the fields of aerospace and theology are concerned about the societal impact of widespread knowledge and acceptance of extraterrestrial life, which correlates perfectly to what Mr. DeLong wrote in this book. That was kind of a roundabout way of saying that Tom DeLong was right again.
Dope. The whole time. The whole time. Literally the whole time.
And we haven't even dug into the biggest piece of holy Tom DeLong was right yet. We'll take a step back. Take a step back to 2017.
Okay.
What was going on in 2017?
Oh, God. I have no idea. That seems like 10 years ago.
It really does.
It really does seem like 10 years ago, but that was only, what, like, we 6 years ago?
5 and some change? Shit. Okay. Well, in 2017, a series of videos began making the rounds on the internet, on YouTube, on many of the
major... Ooh, I do remember this. Yes. I do remember the leaks.
Yes, the leaks, quote-unquote. Quote-unquote. They're now the infamous Gimbal, Go Fast, and Tic Tac videos. Videos of UFOs, or UAPs, recorded by...
U.S. government.
By the government. By the Navy.
By the U.S. government.
The U.S. Navy, in the Navy. You find UFOs. These videos were released... And the Navy verified, we shot these with our surveillance equipment. We don't know what they are. We have no fucking idea. We filmed them. And what's interesting about them is, you even get to hear audio reactions of the military personnel who recorded them.
And they're all shocked.
And they're shocked. They're shocked as shit. You even hear one of them saying, I don't know what that is, but it's not one of ours, or something, something to that effect. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time summarizing these videos because, you can just go look them up and watch them.
I will say I didn't know Tom DeLong had anything to do with the release of these videos when I first saw them. I remember seeing them on Twitter, on one of those conspiracy theory Twitters that just post, kind of batshit. Quotation, quote unquote, batshit.
Here's a video of a demon coming out of someone's butt. Those kind of pages, just, right?
Damn, that's compelling. It's convincing. It's scary. It's everything. Because, there it is. From our own U.S. government.
From our own government
admitting they don't know what it is. They have no idea. And they're also, they sound, like I said, shocked.
Shocked.
Bewildered.
Shocked. If you haven't seen the Gimbal, Go Fast, and Tic Tac videos, again, pause this. Go watch it right now because they are some of the, if not the, most significant pieces of evidence regarding the UFO, UAP phenomena ever.
And it's proof from our own government, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If we want to, we do believe stuff about Roswell, and that's, government
We should really probably do an episode on Roswell.
Like, you know, stuff being hidden by the government that the government knew about. And Area 51, yes. Here's your proof. This is from the government. This is
yes.
factual, true video evidence, I guess, yes. of UAPs.
And look, okay, a lot of people don't trust the government.
Very true.
That's fine. I would say some people who are interested in the paranormal are also probably pretty interested in conspiracy.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, it's not a hard segue.
It's not. But here's the thing. Like, if a community of researchers and podcasters and investigators and filmmakers have for decades been saying there is something strange going on in our skies that we can't identify, and the government finally, in 2021 says, yeah, you're right. At least we can all be on the same page about that. You don't have to trust the government or be a you know, nationalist to go, wow, okay, so now everybody is saying the same thing. There's something to that. In 2021, the Senate Intelligence Report on UAPs was released. You've probably read it by now. If you haven't, go do that. There's a lot of background material for this episode.
Yeah, there is.
But it's important. It's f***ing important. This was the first time in our history as a nation, probably as a planet, that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but where one of the major world powers got together and said, hey, there's s*** in the sky and we don't know what it is. We mm-hmm. have no idea. Out of 100 and some incidents that they analyzed, they could only debunk one of them as being a balloon. The rest, they have no idea. So we've reached a point where the U.S. military, the U.S. government admits UFOs are a thing and we don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. We would not be at this point without Tom DeLonge and the To the Stars Academy.
Absolutely. I think I very much agree with you.
Yes.
I think your passion for this topic has definitely kind of enlightened me.
Thank you. I kind of rambled a little bit, but this is an excerpt from the To the Stars website. In December of 2017, the company made history by leveraging our team's access to become the very first company to obtain U.S. government footage of unidentified aerial phenomena that had gone through the declassification process and approved for public release. The analysis by our best-in-class experts helped to drastically change the conversation about UAPs from a fringe topic to a credible and serious subject matter, attracting headlines from the mainstream media outlets around the world, including the New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, ABC, NBC, Fox News, BBC, Scientific American, NPR, and CNN. Our team of experts were invited to give briefings to the U.S. government and its highest levels of policymakers on Capitol Hill, as documented on our series Unidentified. And by the end of 2020, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence had approved and enacted an official UAP task force that would report their findings to the public. And then in 2021, we got the Senate Intelligence Report.
Mm-hmm.
100% we would not be where we are without Tom DeLonge and To the Stars. I'll put money on that. I don't have a lot of money, you guys, but I'll put whatever I got on that fact.
Love it.
Nick Pope. Said Nick Pope in 2021. He is another very important...
Sorry.
It's okay. We have cats. Okay. Nick Pope. Have you heard of Nick Pope?
No.
Okay. Well, Nick Pope is a very important UFO, UAP person. He used to work for the British Ministry of Defense. He spent the early 1990s investigating UFO/UAP sightings for them. And he said, I'm confident that 2022 is going to be a seismic year for UFOs.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Give me everything.
Nick Pope.
I want it all.
Nick Pope sort of looks like Dr. Fauci, if you'd like a point of reference.
Okay.
I'm confident that 2022 is going to be a seismic year for UFOs. The Pentagon, as we mentioned earlier, has a new office set up devoted to the purpose of tracking UFO/UAP sightings, founded since June of 2021. The point is that due directly, indirectly, and specifically directly because of Monsieur DeLonge and his board of advisors, because of the To the Stars Academy, we know much more about UFOs/UAPs than we did
And we have great evidence.
Great
like, evidence. Like, beautiful evidence.
Like, what else do you want? Like, when I hear people ask the question now, do you believe in UFOs? I get so... fucking pissed. Same.
I'm just like what more evidence do you want?
What's wrong with you?
Do you want to see a tall gray in person? Do you want to be, you know, abducted and probed? Do you, I'm just kidding.
Do you really? Do you want to, you want to pull a Barney Betty Hill? If you want to, if you want to be a George Adamski, you can try. If you want to be an Antonio Vitas Boas, you can, but it's going to suck and fuck you. Like, it's not a question of belief. Do you believe in the ocean? Do you believe in photosynthesis? Do you believe in clouds? I mean, f*** you. Like, there's no, it's not a question.
It's, and it's, you mentioned the ocean, and it's always so funny when people are like, oh, there's so much we haven't explored in the ocean. We've explored all of the, you know, space, and we know all the planets. And I'm just like, no, there's still...
No, we have no idea.
We have no idea what's going on up there. I mean, we know where the planets are, but we don't know any... No,
we don't know anything.
We don't know anything.
We have no idea how...
We have pictures of the planets. That's great.
From Elon's a great
distance. Elon's got some satellites up there. So does NASA, you know. But no.
Hey, hats off to Elon for giving internet to Ukraine.
Very, very. Yeah.
We won't talk. We don't talk current events on this show, but hats off to Elon for that. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. But yeah, I'm always like, I mean, no, space is still just as undiscovered, I think, as the ocean. Probably, so. Yes, the ocean. I mean, probably the ocean. I mean, we don't know what's down there. But,
we have no idea. But with space, we're talking about infinite numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least with the ocean, with the bottom of the ocean, we're talking about a finite amount of space. Like, mm-hmm. we may not know exactly how many square inches exist on planet Earth.
They're out there.
Yeah.
We get glimpses of them, but...
Well, we know it's there.
We know. I mean, how do you think we have the technology we do now in only 20 years?
Yeah. Wow.
Because the U.S. government knows about it and has been using... that their intelligence to progress.
Wait, are you saying that the government has alien technology?
Are you assuming, are you honestly believing they don't? I mean, you've said yourself that you do truly believe that the government was at Roswell and had something to do with,
like, Roswell was legit.
So, okay, so if they had pieces of a broken, you know, alien spaceship, UFO, UAP, you're going to tell me they didn't, you know, immediately try to hide that and take that into their knowledge and learn from it? What material were they using to build the ship? What were they doing to pilot the ship to get it moving? Absolutely.
Well, that's the whole question about Roswell. What was it made of? Where did it come from?
Exactly.
And it's also the only time in our history prior to the Senate Intelligence Report in 2021 where the government said, hey, we found a thing and we don't know what the f*** it is.
Exactly. But I mean, I hate to say it, but you know that Transformer movie where they like have the, you find out the whole time that the little like spark cube thing has been helping our
you got the planes and the like aerospace museum, but they're just old Transformers that need a charge on their batteries.
Like, I forget what the hell it's called, but the little spark cube. They had the spark cube the whole time.
The whole time
they had this piece of machinery that was able to help them develop technology, develop weapons, develop all of this.
Start that over.
Do what?
All spark cube made of. I talked over you. I want that whole spiel.
I don't remember what I said. I didn't even know it was the all spark. I was saying spark cube.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying about the spark cube?
I'm just saying in the movie, the spark cube is how they used... They taught themselves. I don't know. I don't remember what I said now. You can't put me on the spot like that.
I f***ed it up.
No, it's okay. I'm just like, that's how the movie goes. And I'm not going to say it's a stretch. Like, it's, I could believe it. I could believe that the government has a piece of technology or just remainder of a ship from the 40s from Roswell that they've just kept and studied over the years and used it to help develop current technology and information.
So let's take another left turn. I think we've done a full 180, 360.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what I just said.
No, I'm right here with you. Bob Lazar.
Okay.
Are you here for Bob Lazar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
This is the official position of Hey Strangeness as a brand, as an entity, as a podcast.
As everything.
As anything. Anything as and all. Everything. As an elder being from the unknowable depths of infinite space. We're here for Bob Lazar.
Absolutely.
We believe him.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that necessarily everything, and you can disagree with me on this, necessarily everything that Bob Lazar said is factually accurate, because I do believe in misinformation. I do believe the government misleads people.
Mm-hmm.
We know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. We just know that in general. So maybe not everything that he saw is as it is in reality, but he's telling the truth.
Is as it was.
Is as it was. Okay. Okay. Damn. So if you have followed Monsieur Delong's career with any interest, a lot of this is probably not surprising to you.
I feel like it all starts with Blink-182, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I agree, it should. But I'm glad he's getting some more notoriety and attention and credibility for what he's done for the alien and UAP and UFO community.
Because he was right. Right, this whole time. Mm-hmm. 2014, he took a step back and said, hey guys, aliens are a thing. I wrote a song about it in 1999. FYI. I'm going to prove it to you. And a lot of people, he got a lot of flack. Just like anybody that steps into the community of the paranormal.
I think that mostly has to do, again, with Blink-182, because Blink-182 was seen as like this dick jokes pop punk band that was on MTV and American Pie and Naked and their music videos as a gag. You know what I mean? They were not serious people.
What's my age again? In terms
of like, I think what people would cite as credible. They were, you know, potheads. They were stoners. I don't know that actually.
Skateboarders, surfers,
you know, those stoner vibes. Those stoner vibes where people were kind of just like I think when it first started being talked about, how Tom DeLonge was connected to this. Like, what? Tom DeLonge?
That guy? If you have followed Monsieur DeLonge's career with any interest,
mm-hmm.
a lot of this is probably not surprising to anyone listening, you know.
Yeah.
And I occasionally will run into someone who didn't know that the guy from Blink-182 is now an important figure in the UFO/UAP community.
Samesies.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
But most people I run into at least seem to be kind of like tertiarily aware of it. Like, oh yeah, I think I saw something on the news about that. You know? Like, at least in my experience.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. I've been wrong before. And Tom has done a lot of interviews. He's not shy. He talks to reporters. And with a few very interesting interviews published last year, which I began to make notes on when I was doing research for this episode. But you know what? I just decided, you know what? F*** it. F*** old interviews. F*** other interviewers' questions. I decided to crank this investigation up to the next level. Why not ask the man himself, Monsieur Delong, why not ask the man himself the questions the people want answers to, instead of just reciting quotes from other interviews? I contacted the press and media team of the To the Stars Academy to request an interview with Tom, pretentiously citing some of the big name paranormal people, quote unquote, that I've interviewed recently, and providing links to samples of my work with mm-hmm. both Hey Strangeness and Paranormality magazine.
So hot of you.
Thanks. You like that?
I did. Stop.
That's pretty cool.
No,
hold
stop.
Hold my hand.
No.
Let's just hold hands.
No.
Okay. And I actually got a response same day. Same day I submitted the inquiry, which basically boiled down to, we'll ask him and get back to you if he's interested. That was basically what
I think would be really cool.
Yes.
Really cool for him to kind of dip into the niche community that doesn't get a lot of you know,
yes.
big attention, I guess.
Because that's something that I think is super important. All of the podcasters, documentarians, writers, researchers, movers, which is really what I was trying to think while doing notes for this episode. What do you define Monsieur Delong as? He's a mover. He's a mover in the paranormal community. Mm-hmm. He's getting done.
Mm-hmm.
No one will ever convince me that we are where we are without the Tic Tac, Gimbal, and Go Fast videos. No one will ever convince me that we would have gotten those when we did without Monsieur DeLong's involvement. Thank God for Tom DeLong.
Yep.
And that's the name of this episode. Thank God for Tom DeLong.
Absolutely. Thank God for Tom DeLong.
Absolutely. Not only has he written some of the seminal musical pieces of my generation. Again, What's My Age Again is one of the best songs ever written. I don't care who you are.
My favorite song is Feeling This.
Feeling This is really good.
Yeah, it gets me going in the morning. It's a good, like, it's just a good starter song. It's on my playlist because I love it.
Miss You is a brilliant song.
Yeah. Hello Adam there. Adam's song. Oh my God.
The angel from my nightmare. Shadow in the background of the
Where
war.
Are you?
The unsuspecting victim. I'm so sorry. Of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if you want. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And then Angels and Airwaves. Like, you're talking about music that just... When I first heard it, it hit exactly where I was in life. Existential.
That's so cool.
Poetic. Hard to define. Hard to fit in a category. Mm-hmm. I was in my, I guess, late high school years to early 20s. Mm-hmm. When Monsieur DeLong was really active with...
Angels and Airwaves.
And he still is. Just beautiful music, wonderful stuff. If you are a person who is invested, who is interested in the paranormal and unsolved, and you have not done reading into Tom DeLonge and to the Stars Academy's work over the last few years, you are missing out. You are doing yourself a disservice. Mm-hmm. You are in gym class doing one push-up for every three. Don't miss out. Don't cheat yourself. Look into this stuff. Because he's been right. He's already been right. Like,
he was right all along.
One of the interviews I read from 2021 said that, or he said, I've been interested in this UFO, UAP stuff the whole time. My musical career has provided, and I'm paraphrasing, but his musical career provided a vehicle, a segue through which he could further invest in
when he started out with Blink-182, he was very like punk. Southern California.
He was a high school kid.
Yeah, he was a high school kid. So, like, I can appreciate that he came from that and was able to, again, lend credibility to himself.
Yeah.
That's so
He was so in high cool. school when he started this band. One of the bands of our generation.
Absolutely.
I Will Die on This Hill. Just wonderful, beautiful music. Got me through... You know, in conjunction with all the other stuff that teenagers do, some of the most confusing and tumultuous points of my teenage years.
That's beautiful as fuck.
I think it is too. The man is a good poet. Mm-hmm. All honor to Tom DeLonge.
Thank God for Tom DeLonge.
Thank God. All honor to House DeLonge. Its ascendants, its descendants, its scions and preceptors. All honor to House DeLonge forever and ever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
So whether you're a fan of his music, a proponent of his UFO research, a fan of his writing, or a combination thereof, which we are all of the above right now. Mm-hmm. We are here for Tom DeLonge. He's a very interesting individual. He's a very interesting guy. And I personally believe, as we've said, that the state of UFO / UAP disclosure, and more importantly than disclosure, acceptance.
Yep.
Acceptance of this phenomena as a legitimate event, a legitimate recurring event in our society would not be possible at this point without the work that Tom DeLonge and To the Stars have done. I'll die on this hill. 100% here for it.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Your passion is just really amazing. I knew tertiary information about some of the stuff, and you kind of again enlightening me was really cool.
I mean, he put everything on the line.
I kind of, you know, I knew it was connected to Tom DeLonge, but I kind of like,
Monsieur
DeLonge. Okay, that's cool. Like, yeah, that's cool. But I never kind of saw it as deep as you kind of explained it, and that's really beautiful.
I mean, you're talking about a guy who was stable, had a very successful career, mm-hmm. could have banked on the music thing for the rest of his natural life,
mm-hmm.
Or could have, you know, hired a couple of investors and just lived off of residuals from Blink-182. And he took a step back and he said, no, I believe in something bigger. I'm going to put my resources, my clout, my leverage, my money into something bigger because I believe that there is something happening that people need to be aware of.
Yep, that people should know about and accept.
Yes. If I'm going to think of a historical equivalent to Monsieur DeLonge, Tom Slick.
Okay.
Tom Slick.
Got it.
Yeah. You're talking about another wealthy individual who had a lot of clout in his day.
And used that to further knowledge.
Used it to further knowledge of the unsolved, of the unidentified. Yeah. I very regularly feel a sense of regret that we don't have a modern day Tom Slick. And then I start looking into the work of Tom DeLonge. They're both named Tom.
Wow.
They're both named Tom.
Say it.
Say what?
Say it.
Synchronicity. And then I look into the work of Tom DeLonge and I go, oh, wow, we kind of do. We kind of do. We have a person who has a lot of public recognition, pop culture recognition, artistic recognition, and now scientific recognition with all the people that he has brought in to run the To the Stars Academy. You're talking about a guy who is very significant, very important to where we are. And I could probably sit here and preach the gospel of Tom DeLonge.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Until 2 a.m.
Sure you could. I'm sure you could.
There's a very good chance we'll do a follow-up episode once I'm done reading all the Secret Machines books. And after Monsters of California comes out next year. If I get another response from his media team and I get an interview with him, obviously we're going to talk about that immediately. But in the meantime, if you have any kind of an interest in the UFO UAP phenomena, look into To the Stars, look into Tom DeLonge, look into what they have been doing and what they are doing today.
And you're praise him.
Praise him. Praise him. Oh, that was Doctor Who, right?
I think so.
It was just like, praise him.
I think so. You've watched more episodes than I have.
Praise the great eternity for Tom DeLonge.
I think so.
Praise the coming and the going of him. Praise his
Is that
works.
Where you got it from?
And his words.
So I know you say that a lot sometimes when you're talking about...
That's from Dune.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Bless
that's
the maker
right.
and his
I'm
water.
Sorry.
Bless the coming and the going
that's
of
like,
it.
I know you got it from somewhere because you
May his
it.
Passage cleanse the earth. May he keep the earth for his people. I mean, all honor to Tom DeLonge. Again, I'll just say that one more time. I think that's all I've got, Sarah. Do you Is have anything it? Else?
No. I'm just happy that you have... enlightened me. I loved it.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
I'm so happy to like bring this information, get it out of my brain. My name is Aaron.
And I'm Sarah.
And you can catch us every day on Instagram, once a week for new episodes of Strange Conversations, once every few weeks for new episodes of Hey Strangeness, which is what we're doing right now. I'm friends with Seth Breedlove now.
No.
What? I just think people should know that. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.